After reading the last line of Caleb's email, Ramona fell into a swoon across her messy bed, the words swimming through her mind. I really liked your poem. That was almost the same as saying he liked her. Well, not really, but she'd take it. With a happy bounce, she got up from her bed and sat at her desk again, planning to reread the email at least 5 more times when her FaceTime alert chimed. She grabbed her phone and her best friend Mandra filled the screen with her short brown bangs and rectangular fuchsia glasses, a grin stretched across her face. So what happened? Tell me you didn't chicken out, she said. Ramona couldn't conceal her own grin bursting through her pressed lips as she held the phone at a better angle. I almost did. I got to his locker yesterday, and I had the drawing in my hand, and I was thinking, am I really about to do this? But I did, and he responded. I just read it. She felt a bit breathless and giddy, and the words came out in a rush. And do you know what he said? Ramona quickly recapped, adding extra emphasis on the bit about Caleb liking her drawing and her poem. Mandra clapped her hands together in excitement. Have you emailed him back? No, not yet, Ramona said with a sigh. I don't even know what I'll say. I still can't believe I did it. When I left my email address on the bottom of the drawing, I didn't really think he would write me. And I was freaking out a little, worried that someone might have seen me. As would I, Mandra interjected. Ramona nodded. But then I was like, you know, it's time to finally take a chance. And Rel finally gave me the courage to go for it. I should be proud of taking that step, right? Mandra nodded enthusiastically. Oh, definitely. That took major guts, and you should definitely be proud of yourself. Though, to be fair, Kayla will probably spend the rest of the weekend wondering who the mysterious person is who left him the anguished love letter. She gave Ramona an all-too-familiar look, a mischievous grin playing about her lips. Ramona sensed that Mandra was preparing for a monologue as her friend clasped her hands together, and Ramona pressed her fist against her lips to suppress her laughter, waiting. Mandra sighed, and in an affected tone continued, "He'll read the anonymous missive, never knowing, never suspecting it was you who wrote it. You, Ramona Elizabeth Lambert, the quiet girl who sits 2 seats behind him in European history. If he found out, he might think it's tragically romantic, or creepy and a little stalkerish." "Not helping with that last bit," Mandra laughed. "No, I'm just messing with you. You should be happy that you finally took the leap and told him how you feel. Well, kinda, because he still technically doesn't know it's you, but it's a step in the right direction." Ramona covered her face with her hands. "Oh my God, why did I do it? Come on, don't second-guess yourself. I wouldn't stress about it. It's done now." Ramona groaned in response. "I guess you're right." Still, she felt a sense of hopeful anticipation that maybe, just maybe, the email from Caleb was only the beginning.